Married at First Sight, Chapter 2961, Remy laughed. Yes, yes, there are many people who, like Sunny. Sunny, remember to leave a place for me to like you. Sunny nodded generously and said, Uncle Johnson, I will leave a place for you. Everyone laughed. Just as he entered the house, Zachary called, and Serenity answered. The couple just talked about common things, and Zachary knew that Serenity had gone to the business. In the past, he would come over if he knew Serenity was at the store. He was busy tonight and told Serenity that he would not accompany her to dinner. Serenity said considerately, I will eat at my aunt's place. After dinner and chatting, I will go back when it gets dark. You go to discuss business, don't drink so much, and keep warm. The weather forecast says it will cool down again. This time the temperature dropped and it rained. When it rained in winter, everybody would feel even colder, Zachary said, I don't drink. I don't blow cold wind outside. No matter how cold it is, it won't affect me. Zachary spent every day in a heated office. Even when he went out to do business, he always stayed at the Wiltspoon Hotel, and his room was heated. No matter how low the temperature dropped, it would have no effect on the battle against the CEO. Saren, you run outside every day, so you need to wear more clothes, and you need to help Sunny wear two more clothes. I'm going to socialize in the evening, and Duncan will go too. This was what Duncan was busy with, Serenity hummed. I understand, I'm not a three-year-old child. If Sunny gets cold, he will tell me what to do, and he will also find clothes to wear himself. She helped Sunny put on warm clothes, Serenity added. If Brother Duncan goes too, please take care of him. Zachary said, you don't need to tell me this, I will take care of him. Then you eat first, and I will pick up Duncan after I'm busy. Serenity warned Zachary a few words again and ended the call. When she moved the phone away from her ear, she realized that Sunny was sitting next to her and had been watching her talk on the phone. Seeing her move the phone away from her ear, Sunny said, Auntie, you don't let me talk to my uncle either. Serenity was stunned for a moment, then touched Sunny's head and said warmly, Your uncle is very busy. He will probably not be able to go home until very late tonight. Sunny said, Oh, it's time to eat. Mrs. Stone shouted. Serenity put the phone back into her trouser pocket, stood up, and held Sunny's hand again. Mrs. Stone, Sunny, is it cold? Sunny, not cold. Sunny asked Serenity, Auntie, are you cold? Serenity smiled. I'm not cold either. I don't know if my mother is cold. Auntie, Uncle Louis, and I will go visit my mother on Friday. Can you help me get some thick clothes from my mother? I will bring them to my mother so that she will not be afraid of the cold. I'm not tall enough to get it. Sunny asked Serenity for help. Because he was too short, even if he moved a small bench to cushion him, he couldn't reach his mother's clothes, okay? Serenity wanted to say that Liberty was not short of clothes. Jensburg was colder than Wiltspoon, and sometimes it snowed in Jensburg. Before Liberty went out, she had even brought thick clothes with her, thinking that this was Sunny's filial piety. She did not say it out loud. Serenity and Sunny had dinner at the Stone family and played for a while. When the baby woke up, the aunt and nephew saw the baby again and went home at 8 o'clock in the evening. When they returned home, they saw the house was brightly lit, and even the rooms on the second floor had lights on. Before Serenity got out of the car, she said to Sunny, "Who is here? Why are the lights on the second floor?" It's normal for the lights to be on the first floor. The butler usually waited in the house for the couple to return. Their room was on the second floor, and neither the butler or the servants would go upstairs without permission. That's why Serenity felt strange when she saw the lights on the second floor. Sunny said, maybe the great-grandma is back. Serenity smiled and said, "I hope you guessed it right. Grandma is so old, but she still stays away from home every day, like a child." Chapter 2962. What Serenity said was absolutely right. Grandma May was just an old naughty child. The car drove to the door of the main house and stopped. Serenity wanted to help Sunny carry the small school bag, but Sunny had to carry it himself. He said, "The teacher said that you should do what you can do yourself. Also, my mom and aunt taught me this too." Serenity smiled and said, "Yes, yes, this is what I taught you. I have forgotten. Yes, do what you can do by yourself." There were too many people in Sunny who pampered him. Both sisters were afraid that Sunny would be spoiled, so Serenity and Liberty took matters into their own hands when it came to discipline. Teach Sunny the correct outlook on life to prevent Sunny from being spoiled. Sunny carried his small school bag, and when the car door opened, he got out of the car first, then turned around and stretched out his little hand to help Serenity. Serenity reached out and held Sunny's hand, making him think that he was helping her get out of the car. "Serenity, Sunny is awesome. Sunny, my uncle said that he and I are both men, and we must protect and take good care of my aunt and mother in the future." Serenity smiled and said, "Sunny, you like a little grown-up." Serenity's heart felt warm. It's true that she loved Sunny as if she were her own child. Zachary also impressed her. Even if he doted on her, he would teach Sunny to take care of her. Sunny knew how to be considered at such a young age, and he would definitely be a warm man when he grew up. They didn't know which family's daughter would be lucky in the future. The eldest young lady is back. Sam came out of the house to welcome Serenity. "Sam, is Grandma back?" Serenity asked. Sam replied, "It's Madam, the old lady hasn't come back yet." Sam stepped forward and hugged Sunny. Serenity let go of her hand and let Sam hold Sunny, "Uncle Sam." Sunny called Sam sweetly. Sam responded with a smile, followed Serenity into the house with Sunny in his arms, and said in a low voice as he walked, "Madam seemed to have something on her mind. She came over in the evening, but she didn't eat anything. She sat in the hall and watched TV for a long time. I'm going upstairs now. I don't know what happened to Madam." Hearing this, Serenity asked with concern, "What's wrong with my mom? Did she have a quarrel with my dad?" Serenity didn't believe it when her parents-in-law quarreled. Men from the York family were famous for doting on their wives. Regardless of whether the couple had been together for more than 30 years, their relationship was as good as first love. Serenity had been married into the York family for a year or two and had never seen her father-in-law speak loudly to her mother-in-law. Zachary was not as gentle to her as her father-in-law was to her mother-in-law. Serenity said, "Sam, Sunny, and I have had dinner at my aunt's house. You play with Sunny for a while I go upstairs to take a look." Sam hummed. He held Sunny and watched TV. Serenity went upstairs alone. The young couple's home had a room reserved for their parents-in-law. She came to the door of her mother-in-law's room, raised her hand, and knocked on the door. While knocking on the door, she said, "Mom, I am Serenity, can I come in?" "Coming." Tanya responded and quickly came over to open the door. "Serenity, Mom." Tanya asked Serenity with a smile on her face, "Saren, when are you back? Where is Sunny?" "Sunny is watching TV on the first floor, and Sam is accompanying him." Serenity looked at her mother-in-law, and she didn't look like she was quarreling with her father-in-law. "Mom, I heard Sam say that you seem to be in a bad mood," Serenity said as she walked into her mother-in-law's room. Chapter 2963. Tanya didn't close the door. She said, "I was in a bad mood, but I'm fine now." "Mom, what happened?" Serenity asked with concern. Tanya asked her first, "Do you want to drink water?" Serenity said, "No, thank you, Mom." Tanya came over, pulled Serenity to sit down on the sofa, and said, "It's not a big deal. I just had to argue with your dad about Tatum. I got so angry that I ran away from home." "Serenity, that means my dad doesn't know you came here?" Tanya was a little embarrassed now. She said, "I haven't told him yet, and I asked Sam not to say it yet. I want to calm down. My dad will be worried to death." "Mom, what happened to Tatum?" Serenity asked with concern. Then she said to Tanya, "Mom, you should send a message to Dad first and tell him that you are with us, so that Dad will not look for you everywhere." Tanya pursed her lips and said, "I've been here for a few hours, but he hasn't come over. Maybe he's not worried about me at all." After a pause, she added in a low voice, "But I went out secretly. He didn't know that I went out. Maybe he thought I locked myself in the room. Otherwise, with how much Liam cares about her, it would be impossible not to look for her." However, Tanya could send a message to Liam, telling him that she was with Zachary. Liam sent her a lot of messages, which she read but did not reply to. After seeing that Tanya sent a message to Liam, Serenity asked curiously, "What's wrong with Tatum?" "Saren, I told you before that Tatum likes cooking. He now wants to be a chef. Personally, I don't agree with it, but your dad backs him up and lets him do what he wants. All the young masters of the York family could cook. Grandma May cultivated this. She required her grandchildren to all have the ability to be independent. Even without the protection of the family, they could still support themselves. Everyone was versatile. If the family company went bankrupt one day, they could still survive based on their abilities. Kevin was a good cook, but the sixth young master of the York family, Tatum York, was the one who liked cooking the most. He was Zachary's biological brother and Serenity's biological brother-in-law." Serenity smiled and said, "Mom, you and Dad even quarreled over this matter." Tanya said, "It's not really a quarrel, it's just a disagreement and a few arguments. You also know that the men in their family dote on their wives. He has lavished me with attention for many years. If a united front is used against me, I will get angry." As Tanya spoke, she blushed and felt that she was being a little pretentious. Serenity said, "Mom, I think what Dad said is right. Let Tatum do whatever he wants. His career is already stable. It's good to let him do something he likes. There are 9 young masters in the York family, and the 3 young masters in front of them were the eldest in each house who carried the heavy burden, who called them the boss. The boss took the lead, starting with the 4th young master, Evan York. If he didn't join the family company and help manage the family business, he would start his own business with a sum of money." Tatum not only helped take care of the family business, but also started his own business. He liked cooking, but his business was not in the catering business. Maybe this was a bit disappointing for her. Chapter 2964, how that Tatum wants to be a chef and show off his cooking skills. Serenity thinks it's okay. The 6th young master, Tatum, was an adult. What he wanted to do must be carefully considered. The York family had never acted impulsively. Tanya didn't want Tatum to be a chef, maybe because she felt that being a chef would make her embarrassed. No matter how she put it, Tatum was the 6th young master of the York family. "Mom, where does Tatum want to work?" Serenity asked curiously after persuading her mother-in-law, which restaurant or hotel attracted her brother-in-law, Tatum, to go to work. Tanya said, "He doesn't go to work in a big hotel, he goes to work as a home cook for others, and he has to go out to the market, not in our Wiltspoon hotel." Serenity's beautiful eyes twinkled as she asked Tanya, "Mom, could it be that the person Grandma picked for Tatum was in need of a cook, so Tatum took the opportunity to get close to her? Who did Grandma pick for Tatum? Mom. Do you know? Tanya was stunned for a moment and said, I really don't know about this. I only know that she has chosen people for Evan and Elian, and she thought that she would not consider Tatum and River first. Tatum had just been brought into social interaction. He would definitely not choose a wife for him too quickly. However, Tatum had been in the business world for a few years, and he just kept a low profile because he was Zachary's biological brother. As long as others know that he is Zachary's biological brother, they will look down upon him. If he makes achievements, others will also look down upon him. They would think that he was relying on his brother's blessing. Therefore, Tatum did not want to bear the halo of Zachary, so he kept a very low profile. When discussing business with others, he would not say that he was Zachary's biological brother and even said that he had nothing to do with the York Corporation. His own business indeed had nothing to do with the York Corporation, not even business dealings. He had Zachary, his elder brother. As the middle child, he was also under a lot of pressure. It was easy for others to compare him with Zachary. When Grandma comes back, I'll check what Grandma has to say. Serenity had the best relationship with Grandma May. She was where she was today thanks to Grandma May's efforts in bringing her and Zachary together. Grandma May loved Zachary the most. She also loved Serenity, the eldest granddaughter-in-law, the most. When she was choosing wives for her other grandchildren, she paid special attention to character. She was afraid that the other granddaughter-in-law would not have good character, would not get along with her, and would dislike her for coming from a rural background. It would make her suffer. Grandma May really loved Serenity. Serenity was willing to tell Grandma May if she had any concerns. Where is your grandma? From the moment Grandma May started arranging Zachary's marriage, Tanya completely let go of his son's life events, let Grandma worry about it if she wanted to cause trouble. So she wouldn't just sit around at home and stare at her daughters-in-law when she was bored. She made plans to do something. They were afraid that Grandma May's claws would fall on their heads, that it was better for the elderly to torment their grandchildren than to torment them. Anyway, Grandma May loved her grandson the most, and no matter how hard she went, she would not hurt her grandson. The most important thing was that all those BRTS were loyal to Grandma May and listened to her words the most, because Tanya could safely leave her son's life matters to Grandma May to worry about. She really didn't know whether Grandma May had chosen a wife for Tatum. Tanya said, Grandma is going to meet an old friend. She is away from home all day. Serenity's words contained tolerance and pampering for Grandma May. She smiled and said, Grandma will come back if she misses us, or if Zachary and I have a conflict, she will come back immediately like a gust of wind. Chapter 2965. Tanya said quickly, Saren, you have to be happy. If Zachary dares to make you angry, tell me, and I will teach him a lesson. The most important thing for you right now is your health. Serenity and her pregnant daughter-in-law were more important than her son, Zachary. The child in Serenity's belly was the grandchild Tanya had been looking forward to for a long time. Whether it was a grandson or a granddaughter, it was the first grandchild and was special in the hearts of Tanya and Liam. Tanya could understand Grandma May's feelings for Zachary. As the first grandchild and the next generation relative, it was natural that Grandma May loved Zachary the most. Serenity smiled and said, Mom, Zachary and I haven't had any conflicts for a long time, and he won't have any conflicts with me now. Mom, don't worry. When they first got married, because they had no emotional foundation and Zachary had some misunderstandings about her, thinking that she had some agenda and coaxing her grandma into forcing him to marry her, the couple was prone to conflicts. When lovers in love become husband and wife and live together, there will also be a running-in period, not to mention that she and Zachary had a flash marriage. thinking that Zachary was a maniac who doted on his wife. Tanya smiled, "That's right, I'm not worried. Zachary has always doted on you and will not have any conflicts with you. Saren, you said, if Tatum becomes a chef, is it really to chase his wife?" I asked Tatum who he was going to be a home cook for, but he refused to tell me. He kept it secret like that. I thought it was possible that he was chasing his wife. Tanya believed that Tatum became a home cook because he wanted to pursue his wife after Serenity enlightened her. However, Tanya didn't feel at ease until he didn't know whose family Tatum would work as a chef for. Chapter 2965. Tanya said quickly, "Saren, you have to be happy. If Zachary dares to make you angry, tell me, and I will teach him a lesson. The most important thing for you right now is your health." Serenity and her pregnant daughter-in-law were more important than her son, Zachary. The child in Serenity's belly was the grandchild Tanya had been looking forward to for a long time. Whether it was a grandson or a granddaughter, it was the first grandchild and was special in the hearts of Tanya and Liam. Tanya could understand Grandma May's feelings for Zachary. As the first grandchild and the next generation relative, it was natural that Grandma May loved Zachary the most. Serenity smiled and said, "Mom, Zachary and I haven't had any conflicts for a long time, and he won't have any conflicts with me now. Mom, don't worry. When they first got married, because they had no emotional foundation and Zachary had some misunderstandings about her, thinking that she had some agenda and coaxing her grandma into forcing him to marry her, the couple was prone to conflicts. When lovers in love become husband and wife and live together, there will also be a running-in period, not to mention that she and Zachary had a flash marriage. Thinking that Zachary was a maniac who doted on his wife, Tanya smiled, "That's right, I'm not worried. Zachary has always doted on you and will not have any conflicts with you. Saren, you said, if Tatum becomes a chef, is it really to chase his wife?" I asked Tatum who he was going to be a home cook for, but he refused to tell me. He kept it secret like that. I thought it was possible that he was chasing his wife. Tanya believed that Tatum became a home cook because he wanted to pursue his wife after Serenity enlightened her. However, Tanya didn't feel at ease until he didn't know whose family Tatum would work as a chef for. Tatum refused to say it. There are two reasons. One is that he may be afraid that his mother will cause damage and prevent him from going to work, and the other is that he really wants to chase his wife. When Zachary comes back in the evening, I will tell Zachary and go find out. Just ask the family where Tatum is going to work if there is a daughter of marriageable age. Yes, 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 let Zachary come forward and inquire. Tatum listens to Zachary very much. He will tell Zachary whatever is on his mind. He rarely talks to me. He talks more to his father than to me. Alas, this is what happens when you give birth to a son. When the son grows up, he will be closer to his father. A daughter is still considerate. I don't have the life of a daughter. Come on, Saren. It's the same with giving me a granddaughter. I'm in good health and can live until my granddaughter gets married. I'll enjoy my granddaughter's tenderness, consideration, and understanding. It makes up for the loss of not having a daughter. Serenity's smile froze, and she said, "Mom, I can't guarantee this. I have nothing to do with having children. The decision lies with Zachary." Tanya, yes, it has nothing to do with us women. Both mother-in-law and daughter-in-law were a little embarrassed when talking about this topic. Tanya quickly changed the subject and said, "I don't know what kind of wife your grandma has chosen for Tatum. She must be very good and suitable for Tatum. Grandma often travels around and to so many places. She has thousands of choices to choose from, and she won't pick the bad one. Grandma May specifically targeted Hayden from Jensburg. No one in Jensburg knew that Hayden was a woman. Grandma May found out and targeted Hayden as her granddaughter-in-law. Now, Kevin is about to win the beauty.n order to help Kevin clear his name as a homo zool. Hayden publicly wore women's clothing and admitted that she was a woman.